God. You are sustained by the love of God. You are sustained by the love of God. You are sustained by the love of God. I am sustained by the love of God. Loaner copies if anybody wants to use it to follow along. It's good to see y'all. Right before class, when I first come into the room, it's like I'm trying to tune in and get focused. So if it seems like I'm a million miles away, because I am. So I'll be there by class time, but I'm like shutting out all the other stuff, you know what I'm talking about?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, sometimes you just take a minute, let the rest of the stuff go. These are the only guidelines to the course. You don't have to believe it. You don't have to accept it. You don't have to welcome it. Some of the stuff you're going to find hard to believe. Some of the ideas you may actively resist. So that's okay if I say something you don't like it. What I love about this the most is no matter what I feel about it or no matter what you feel about it, it doesn't have any effect on the effectiveness of the idea. And when you use the ideas, they show you that they're true. And the main thing to remember is that we are entitled to miracles. Miracles transcend the laws of time and space. And miracles transcend what we think is possible. So I'm not really talking about from the realm of what we believe is possible. So first thing we want to do is take ourselves out of the level of consciousness that tells us that what we know is all there is to know. So the course says, we're going to be on page 389. We're going to continue that part of the course that's called I Need Do Nothing. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to read paragraph 5 and paragraph 6. Your way will be different. Not in the purpose, which is your complete peace, but your way is going to be different in means. A holy relationship is a means of saving time. One instant spent together with your brother restores the universe to both of you. You are prepared. Now you need but to remember, you need do nothing. It's far more profitable now merely to concentrate on that you need do nothing than to consider what you should do. It'll be more to your benefit to focus on the idea that you need do nothing than to be trying to figure out what you should do.
Yeah, that's startling.
Good. Something I say should fall somewhere up in this, in these categories I pointed out at the very beginning. When peace comes at last to those who wrestle with temptation and fight against the giving in to sin, when the light comes at last into the mind given to contemplation, or when the goal is finally achieved by anyone when the goal is finally achieved by anyone, it comes, always comes, with just one happy realization. Come on. I need to do nothing. Whoa, that sounds good.
Ouch!
You need to.
That's what I'm trying to get enlightened. I got to get out of something that's fragile. You know what I'm saying? I just slammed the door with my finger. Why would I want to live in something that could be hurt so easily?
Exactly.
It doesn't make sense to me. I always wonder what the big attachment to the body is about. You know, so when you really get down to it, and then just some of them look out at you all, I know what it's all about. All over you. All, you know. But you know what the Course in Miracles says the purpose of pain is? The purpose of the pain that I'm going through in my fingers right now is to convince me that I'm a body.
Uh-huh.
See, that was supposed to make me be a body. Uh-huh. Now I'm just this body that can get his hand smashed in the door. Now I've lost my spiritual identity. Now I'm fragile. Mm-hmm. Now I'm no longer the unlimited child of God. I'm a person with some fingers that's hurting like hell. And this book promises me that if I would allow my perception to be corrected, if I would allow the Holy Spirit to teach me as opposed to me to teach me, I would never ever experience any form of pain mm-hmm. in any form ever again. Hmm. Ever. That nobody will ever hurt me again in my perception. I'll never be alone. I never have special relationships with crazy people. I'll no longer be broke. I no longer have whatever kind of sickness or disease that I think is the latest one. You know what I'm saying? I won't be running away from bird flu, global warming, and my cooking, which is more deadly than all of those. Global warming is nothing compared to a dinner I fix. You know. But this book promises me that I'll never have a need that will not be fulfilled easily, harmoniously. If I'll just be willing for a moment to not believe, not accept, not welcome, resist. I'm good at that. I can do those things. How many of you all can not believe, not accept, not welcome? Actively resist.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
okay.
Actively.
So that means so that means we have achieved the correct attitude for the learning of the course.
Yay!
Okay. So I like that line when he says the next paragraph goes, I need do nothing. Here is the ultimate release which everyone will one day find in his own way. In his own time. Sooner or later, everybody comes to the conclusion, I need do nothing. I didn't have to do anything. You do not need this time that somewhere one day. So you do not need this time. Time has been saved for you. Do you know why time has been saved for you? Because we are together. And every time we're together, it saves time. Every time we're together focusing on peace and truth and happiness and abundance, it's saving time. Every time we get together and focus on something that got some sense, it saves time. You've been in a relationship and you're getting more aware and your partner's going crazy, then it's harder. But if both of you are going in the same direction at the same time, it saves time. So that's in that deep. So us being together saves time. It saves time. Every time you wake up a little bit, it saves us some time. Every time I wake up a little bit, it saves time. And the best way in the world to get rid of grievances is to get rid of your scripts. Because grievances is nothing but somebody not acting out your script. They didn't do what you wanted them to do. So then you withhold your love, which you should be good, by the way, if that's what you're going to use for your bargaining chip. Until they decide to act right. And we all know what acting right is, right?
Mm-hmm.
Doing what I want you to do. That's the shorthand for acting right. Right? Okay. So, if you let go of the scripts, then you have nothing to get upset about. If you have nothing to get upset about, then you have nothing to forgive. So you can just cut out the whole grieving process by recognizing that everybody's playing their part to help you achieve your goal. Everybody's doing you exactly the way you want to be done, too.
All right.
So that's, so if you're having a good time, that's good news. If you're having a bad time, you're mad now. See? That you didn't like that at all. Okay. He says, time has been saved for you because you and your brother are together. This is the special means this course is using to save you time. We're together. So it means you're not making use of the course if you insist on using means which have served others well. So you're not making use of the course if you keep insisting on doing other stuff that has served other people well. If you're a course student, everybody's not a course student. I'm just talking to course students. And you know who you are. You know, if you say the course is your path, and this path says, I'm going to save you some time, he says, well, you're not making use of the course if you're insisting on using what served other people well, but what you wanted is what serves you well. You know, I'm glad it worked for the other guy, but I want what serves me. So, course came into your life because it was made to save you time. Won't save everybody time. Many people don't experience the time saving that the Course in Miracles can give them because they're too busy trying to resist it and prove that it's wrong and fight it. So obviously it's not saving them the time. Because they could be reading something that they accept and want to do pretty much immediately. So why spend all your time trying to make yourself believe something you don't want to believe? And they think you're saving yourself time. I promise you, your path will not be one you're fighting with. Your path will be a path of ease and harmony and effortlessness. When you're on your path, it just looks like everything is taking care of you. It's all falling into place. It's becoming less and less stressful. If you're on your path. Now, if you're on Paris Hilton's path, then you're in jail. It's in Paris of life. That's our Paris self. Who do you think she is? You think she's outside of the oneness?
No.
Are you one? Then you one with Paris.
Yeah.
You got a videotape out there. So the Course says, whenever you follow the path that serves somebody else well, that's when you're neglecting your path. So whenever you're trying to be somebody else, that's when you're doing path neglect. And path neglect is painful. So you try to live up to somebody else's expectations, you're doing path neglect. When you're doing path neglect, you go through sorrow and pain. Not because you're being punished, but because you're just refusing to follow the easy way through life made for you. And everyone has an easy way. So then it goes on to say, save time for me by only this one preparation. In other words, just practice doing nothing else but this. I need do nothing is a statement of allegiance. It's a statement of truly undivided loyalty. If you go, I need do nothing, that's a statement of allegiance. It's a statement of undivided loyalty. Believe you need do nothing for just one instant. And you will accomplish more than is given. You will accomplish more than is given to a century of contemplation or of struggle against temptation. Let me say it back to you. If you say I need do nothing and you do nothing for one instant, you will accomplish more than 100 years of meditation. 100 years of contemplation and meditation is equal to one instant
of you doing nothing. I love that book. It's like my mother used to tell me when I was a kid, you know, just sit down over in the corner and let me take care of this. Because I was really thinking I was helping, but I was making it worse. That's what we doing. You think you're helping and you're just making it worse. So then you drew the Course in Miracles, which is saying, why don't you just do nothing for just an instant? That's what your path is saying. Just put your butt down for just one instant. You little busybody. I'm studying the power now. I'm studying the secret. I'm studying the Gary Nod. I'm studying the Course. I'm studying. It's like somebody wanting to build a house, going to the hardware store, buying a bunch of tools and materials, throwing them on the floor, waiting for the house to get built. Because they got the instructions and they go, damn, the house not being built. My life not changing. I know what. I need to go back and get some more nails and hammers. And then they come back and throw them on the floor. They said, that path didn't work. Let me go back and get some more. So the Course is saying to us the same thing. It's saying, learn and reading a whole lot of different things are not the same as applying the truth to your life. And enlightenment isn't about how many books we read. It's about how much we live in by what we read. And we say we believe. So it's almost like an addiction now to just study different stuff. That's everybody's dope now. The latest book, the latest truth, the latest. That's Emerson, because they're all saying the same thing, and hopefully one of them will make you do it. So that's why you keep searching. You're searching for what form of the truth that will come to you that you're willing to do. That's your path. And it's not for everybody. I used to try to, people come to my Course class, I would feel like it was my obligation to get everybody to understand. So if a new person came in, I would gear my talk toward the new person because I didn't want the new person to feel lost. But then it's the new person that usually don't come back. So I really need to be directed toward the people who see all the time. It's who I should be. And loving the new person and appreciating the new person, but not changing my presentation. And that's what I'm asking you. Are you changing your presentation because of the new person? Yeah, that was so deep, I don't even know what I was talking about. No, that was from God. What? I don't know what the hell I said. That's how you know it came from God. It's beyond your understanding. Don't you be trusting that truth to give people that you understand. Okay, we're going to go. It's a funny book if you hear it right. I call it the joke book from God. It really is. The Course in Miracles is funny, but there's too many serious people teach. Too many serious Course students. Like, please don't be a serious Course student. And some of you have been very successful at that. So he says, if you believe, I said one more time, you got a new way. On your way, you have the healing by admitting that you need to do nothing for just an instant. And if you could just for an instant back off your beliefs about what the nature of the problem is, if just for an instant you could take your mind off of what you think is going on with your body, you'll accomplish more than contemplating and meditating for 100 years. Yes, meditating 100 years will work, but you probably won't be able to get up from the meditation. I should be 100 years old. All right, I'm enlightened. Okay. The Course in Miracles says we got here because we forgot to laugh. Like, people be looking for a deep explanation as to how they got into this world. And the Course says, it was a joke you forgot to laugh at. And because you forgot to laugh at it, you took it as a serious idea that was capable of happening. And being an unlimited God child who can create anything, including what appears not to be real, you're now living in a world that's a reflection of your creative activity. Now, you wanted to make this interesting, so you divided yourself up into a multitude of different things and people. And then you labeled them, which you call names. And now you're experiencing the division of yourself in different forms. Each one of us, just like in a game show, we are carrying around your thoughts. And it's like, let's make a deal. So you choose me, and then you see what kind of thoughts you got. Through me. Everybody's carrying around your thoughts. We're all little thought buckets. There's just one of us here. There's not anyone else in this room but you. And sometimes you bore yourself. And sometimes you excite yourself. Is that right?
Yeah, right.
That's right. So if we were to say, I need do nothing, the book is not putting down meditation. What it says, actually, that'll just save you 100 years. Okay. I love that line when he says, all we need is one instant spent together. And it'll restore the universe to both of us. So we have our instant spent together. Then it says, guess what? Said it would be better for you to remember that you need to do nothing than to be trying to figure out what to do. It would be better for you to realize, and I'm going to tell you what it means by I need to do nothing, because it doesn't mean physically it's sitting down and not getting up anymore. Okay, that kind of doing nothing, we already masters at. If that kind of I need to do nothing work, we'd all be in ecstasy right now. Oh, you mean just sitting down not doing what I know I need to be doing? Oh, I've already been practicing that path. Because it's hard to get excited about a life you don't love.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. I try to tell people all the time, unhappiness and sadness and depression is a natural reaction to people and circumstances you don't like. So don't feel bad because you feel bad about something you don't like. That's a natural reaction to what you don't like, is to feel sad. That's just the way you feel. All right. So don't ever reject your feelings because you're trying to be spiritual. If you're truly spiritual, you're authentic. Not always smiling. How many of you are great at not always smiling? We got 100% success rate. Okay, so it's about not rejecting your feelings, enfolding your feelings, seeing those feelings as being a part of your consciousness, a part of your mind, and then they'll pass right through you and they'll leave you. Just remember that. Next time you're trying to deny a feeling because you're trying to be positive, realize that what you're doing is you're allowing that feeling to stay stuck within you. Okay? So, you would have believed it for what? One instant. It says when you finally get it together one day, you're going to go, you know what? I need to do nothing. Any questions about those two paragraphs before I go into the next paragraph? I need do nothing.
Thank you.
I need do nothing. I'm trying to figure out what to do with my child. I need do nothing. I need to take just one instant. Or you could pretend that God exists. Try that for a week. See what happens. Since you're pretending what's true, you'll be amazed at your results. And since you're pretending, you don't feel any kind of pressure to believe. See what I mean? Mm-hmm. Pretend. Pretend what you want to see in your experience now exists. Because you put it in your experience just by wanting it. That's the way it works. And there's nothing that you wholly desire that you will not create. So anything that hasn't manifested is just something you don't fully desire with your heart and with your mind. So nobody's depriving you of anything. That's great to know. And so if it's just been you depriving you, all you have to do is, as fast as you can, start telling yourself, I need to do nothing. See, he was all getting ready to do something, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Anybody, any thoughts about that? How long did he stay? Do it.
One instant.
I had somebody tell me they didn't have time. It was too busy. That's sad. The early workbooks, the workbook lessons in the Course in Miracles that start, you know, it's like they last about 2 minutes. And people say all the time, I didn't have time.
I need do nothing. Nobody felt any resistance
about that with that statement. None of you felt any danger about that statement. Everybody felt cool about that statement. You just got no problem with I need do nothing.
No, because you lose a little control. Heck yeah.
Isn't that great? Okay. Okay. To do anything involves the body, right?
Yeah.
If you're gonna do anything, it involves the body.
Yeah.
So, if you recognize you need do nothing, if you're finally recognizing that you need do nothing, and you have to have the body to do anything, then the minute that you recognize you need do nothing, you withdraw the value of the body from your mind. Every time you realize I need do nothing, well, to do something involves the body, so the minute I get that I need do nothing, if that's an instant, I'm not valuing the body. Because to do, I have to use my body. If I say I need do nothing, it doesn't involve my body. So for just an instant, I've taken the value away from my body. Well, he says that's the quick and open door through which you slip past centuries of effort and escape from time. If you could just for an instant withdraw the value of the body, it would save you hundreds of years of spiritual lessons and pain. And that is no resistance to that. Okay, yeah, if I could just withdraw the value of the body from my mind for an instant, if I would let go of the idea that I need to do something that involved my body for an instant, the Course says you would slip past centuries of putting forth effort towards your peace and towards your happiness. Didn't say all day. Didn't say all week. Didn't say for an hour. Didn't say you would never value the body again. It said for an instant, if you could just get that you could solve something without doing anything with your body, and not focusing on your body's activities. He says, if you were to do that, he says, you could escape from time. He says, this is the way in which sin, which the Course defines as attack and insanity, he says, it loses all attraction right now. So if you were to get that just an instant, if you could take your mind off your body's activities, if you could take your mind off your human activities, if you could take your mind off your human dreams and desires, for just an instant, he says, that allows you to let go of some of the body's value. And he says that will accomplish more than centuries of meditation. And what's cool about that is you get the result right then, so it doesn't involve the past or the future, because you get the result and the healing right then. Because if you don't need to do nothing, you don't need no time. If you don't need to do it, you got to do something. You got to do it in time. So if you don't need to do nothing, then you're talking about I don't need no time, and that's how you slip past centuries of effort, because now you can have the peace that you wanted right now. Mm-hmm. So if you could have what you wanted right now, would you need a future? No. And when you want something in the future, that's really a form of cruelty, because everything that's real, you can have right now. Everything that you make up, you need time in order to achieve it. I could love you right now. I could have peace with you right now. We could have union with each other right now. We could treat each other right and let each other be right now. I could support you in who you are right now. I could let you be right now. That doesn't have anything to do with the future or the past. Anything that's real, you can do right now. We can love each other now. We can have freedom now. We can create something now. So anything that's real, I love to know that. Because I need to know when I'm fooling myself and setting up a bunch of stuff for me to do that I don't need to do in order for me to be happy. And if you are going to set up a bunch of stuff you think you need to do in order to be happy, please be honest enough with yourself to make sure it's something that you like. So while you're making the meaningless journey, you will enjoy yourself. You know what I'm saying? So some people put it in the future and make up stuff that they don't really want to do. That's really cruel to yourself. So the Course says now, who needs to do nothing has what? No need for time. So it goes on to say, to do nothing is to rest.
That's what it means. And what does rest mean from a core perspective? It means make a place within you where the activity of the body ceases to demand attention. Make a place inside you where the, I love this, where the activity of the body ceases to demand attention. I got to go jogging. Activity of the body. I got to meditate. Activity of the body. I got to go get breakfast. Activity of the body. I got to go to work. Activity of the body. Got to go to the bathroom. Activity of the mind. The Course says, just find a place within you where your mind isn't on you. For just one instance, your mind is not on your stuff, your personal interests, your personal life, your personal plans, the personal things that people need to change for you to be happy. Just for an instant, don't place any attention on your story. Just for an instant. What happens? Well, this is what's cool. A fun picture is worth three words. All right, here you go. I am a very, very honest. This is you. And this is your stuff. This is actually my, oh, my sister, my brother, my dog, my friends, my boyfriend, my girlfriend, my wife, my dog, my cat, oh, swine flu, you know, all of it. y'all recognize yourself? So then all your attention is on it. All your attention is on it all the time. I'm just seeing it in there, and then I project it out here into my world, and then it surrounds me. Surrounded by my projections. And so the Course says, now, if you could just stop focusing on this stuff for just an instant, you create this empty place. Mm-hmm. Where God can abide. In other words, you got to clean your house. Mm-hmm. You got to get your furniture of your old thoughts out of your house so that you can have a new tenant. Mm-hmm. And of course, that's your real self, your spirit self. It's already there, but it's covered up. So we speak it like it's outside, but it's really not. So the Course is saying, in that instant, that's what's in that paragraph. He says, into this place the Holy Spirit comes and there abides. So love comes in and abides in that empty space that you leave clean, but just for an instant you're not thinking about your grievances or your whatever it is you think needs to be different for you to be happy. But just an instant. Then he says, ta-da, Spirit can jump into that new house. Shall see Spirit? That's how you can recognize God. If it's God to look like this, it ain't God. See, the Course talks in pictures. He says, so Spirit is abiding. Now, you forgot your guest was in the bedroom, because that means you just went back into your regular think. Got it? He says, he will remain when you forget. That's when the body's activities return to occupy your conscious mind. So that truth that you let in will still be there when you go back to your regular thinking. But you have to pause long enough for another one to come in and another one to come in and a little bit more to come in, a little bit more to come in, a little bit more truth to come in, a little bit more power. Every time for a second you think, I need to do nothing, you say, I need to do nothing, you create this empty place where Spirit's power can reside in you, and it'll be there looking out for you even when you forget and go back to thinking your regular way.
Yeah.
Okay? Mm-hmm. Which the Course calls the body's activities returning to the conscious mind. You're lusting again.
Yeah.
That's all. Mm-hmm. I'm back into the body now. I'm back Earl Purdy body man out here trying to get body stuff and do body stuff. I've forgotten, but my guest is inside of me now. Isn't that great? That's what I need to do nothing means. It doesn't mean what we thought it meant. It really means find a place within me where the activities of the body cease to demand my attention so that the Holy Spirit can come into that spot and be there even when I forget and go back crazy again. Now, he says, there will always be this place of rest to which you can return. I love that. And he says, and you'll become more aware of this quiet center of the storms and all the storms raging activity. Because your quiet center is just the center in which you do nothing. So this center in which you do nothing will remain with you, giving you rest in the midst of every busy doing on which you are sent. In other words, I'm now going back to my job as a clerk, but I got this quiet center inside of me that's aware of the truth even as I go back about my clerking. There's this place inside of me now that has the truth in it, that has peace in it, even when I forget and go back into my activities. Because every time I can take a moment that I need do nothing, then I allow more of the Holy Spirit or the truth to abide in me. And so the truth is becoming stronger and stronger and stronger and stronger and stronger and stronger. It's like those old Polaroid cameras where you used to take a picture and then you have to pull it out, and then for 6 to 7 seconds or so you have to wait until it develops. It never develops until you pull it out the camera. And all the stuff that you were dreaming of will never happen until you release it. And I need to do nothing is an instant where you're releasing it. The funniest thing I noticed when I got on the spiritual path sincerely was, at first I used to use God as a genie. It was like God was this genie in the lamp, and every time I wanted something, I rubbed God, and then God was supposed to bring me my latest thing that I was asking for, and I thought that was my relationship with God. I would come up with something I wanted, and God was supposed to give it to me, so God was like this big genie. All of a sudden I started to realize that it didn't make any sense to get any of the things I wanted if I was still insane, didn't love myself, and didn't know how to appreciate. So I started to work on appreciation and letting go of my grievances. But the thing about it is that when you start to do what you want to do, in the beginning you'll be confronted with sometimes people misunderstanding that, because they're used to believing that everybody's supposed to do stuff when they want them to. So you have to stay. You have to stay in your center, regardless of how other people are responding to you following your path when you first start. Because in the very beginning, you're going to meet your own doubts, and your own doubts will take the form of people who believe what you used to believe, telling you you're going crazy for trying to do something different. Mm. And so what they're doing is they're revealing to you your doubts about your new path. And so that's why at the very beginning is when you deal with the most opposition, because it's at the very beginning that you're still using a lot of your old thoughts and you still believe in them, and they'll come up in a physical form to test whether or not you really are sincere about going to this new direction. So don't be fooled. The hardest part is the beginning. The hardest part is the beginning. So you want this quiet center in which you do nothing. It remains with you, giving you rest in the midst of every busy doing on which you are sent. For from this center will you be directed how to use your body sinlessly. It is this center from which the body is absent, but will keep it so in your awareness. What the heck did he just say? You know something, there's a peaceful place inside of me. Then now that I let that peaceful place come inside of me, called the Holy Spirit, then I can start operating from that peaceful, sane place. So now I start using my body to bring me joy and peace, where I used to use my body to bring me pain and conflict, because I'm letting it be directed from this joyful center that I've created by recognizing that I need do nothing. You can save 100 years of struggle and pain by recognizing just for an instant that you need do nothing. Because the minute that you tell yourself you need do nothing, you're taking away the value from your body, because you're not coming up with something else for your body to do. So when you're not coming up with something else for your body to do, that creates a stillness within you that allows spirit to come within you at a brand new level and start to direct your whole life and activities from this place of bliss and truth. Some of you hear me? Some of you are slowly dying. Either way is fine with me. I don't care. I want to remember this. Any questions about I need do nothing? How do you feel about forgetting your body?
Yeah.
How do you feel about forgetting your body? I'm just curious.
Sometimes it feels like I might lose it if I forget it.
Well, there'll be 10 of people around to remind you that you got
That's
one.
Right.
Good as you look, even if you forget, somebody will remind you. I tell you that, you know. I'm the one they might forget about. You'll get reminded a lot quicker than me. You know what I'm saying?
It's amusing that a corporation came up with fall into the gap.
Fall into the gap. Fall into the gap. You know, it's interesting that in a way our mind could come up with something that would be frightening or something that we would resist about the idea of just not doing your normal dance for an instant. Mm-hmm. Isn't that amazing? That just the idea of me not doing my little dance for an instant seems like it's difficult, mm-hmm. It's wearying, it's hard to hear. And all those other things that come up when I'm in quiet. Because everything in my life is predicated on the idea that I won't be taken care of unless I take care of myself because I created myself. And so I have all these plans that I've come up with for what's going to make me happy. So every time you give me another way that I could get out of the situation that I'm in a little bit I got some resistance to that because it's telling me that the way that I made it up for it to be for me, it doesn't work and I might have to give that up. So I'm sometimes unwilling to accept help if the help means that the way I figured it out isn't the way it is. It's like I'm about to drown and I decide the rescuer should come through this door and the rescuer comes through that door, so I refuse to let him save me because he didn't come the way I made it up. And of course, that's exactly what we do all the time. He says we come up with our own ideas for happiness and then at that point we defend that idea against ideas that would bring us happiness because we feel like it's personally insulting for us not to make up our own salvation and our own healing and our own path. So he says, so what we do is we set up challenges in our lives in order to prove to ourselves how strong we are. So we constantly come up with obstacles that we're creating so that we have another thing to overcome to show ourselves that we're strong. He says, rather than allow ourselves to be given a simple way to have everything we want right now today. I was like, boy, that's deep, man. Isn't that deep?
Yeah.
It's like, do you have a plan? Would you rather have your plan come true or your happiness come true? Would you rather have your plan come true or your happiness come true?
Happiness.
You're not getting off that easy. It's like you're not gonna make it Cheryl's fault. No, Cheryl, we're just trying to make you feel powerful, but we're really saying it's your fault. The way to save 100 years of suffering and 100 years of contemplation, the way to have peace right now is to realize that you want a relationship that saves you time. Mm-hmm. A relationship that saves you time is a relationship that's constantly reminding you that because of who and what you are, you deserve to have happiness and love and peace and abundance. That just because of who you are, you deserve to have happiness, peace, joy, and abundance. A relationship that saves you time is a relationship that the person is constantly reminding you, you know what, just take an instant to breathe, get back off of it, let it go for a second, so that you can create this space where truth can come in and start to direct this situation and take control of this situation for you, because your willingness just for a minute to tell yourself you need to do nothing is a symbol of your willingness to let spirit take over and let spirit heal that situation. So the situation that's bringing you any kind of pain can be healed today. It could be healed today if I was willing to recognize that, number one, I'm loving, I'm lovable, I only deserve love, I am innocent, I'm joined with everybody around me, and I need do nothing. I am love, I am lovable, I am one, I am innocent, I am connected to everybody around me, and I need do nothing. That thought will allow spirit to come through your life, correct the situation, and heal that situation right now in an instant. And my job is to remind myself of that by reminding you of that and therefore remind myself of that. It's not necessary for us to believe it because if we already believed it, we'd already had the healing. So this is potential. And wherever there is potential, it's natural to have doubt whenever you're dealing with anything that's a potential. Because potential is something that you haven't accomplished yet. So certainty doesn't happen until you've accomplished the goal. So to be upset with yourself because you don't have certainty right now is to delay your manifestation because you can't feel absolute certainty about something that's just potential for you to do. So stop feeling like you ought to have all this absolute certainty about a new way of living that you've decided you want to live. So once you accomplish it, you will have the certainty. And the reason why spirit doesn't overtly jump in and prove to you that you're wrong is because that would be like God taking it seriously. And you completely have the ability to bring yourself to an awareness of your power with some help. So what you want to do, in order to have patience, is as soon as you can, in any situation, if you want to have patience, you have to become certain of the outcome. So you have to decide right now that God's will for you is perfect happiness. Whether you see it right now, whether you see how you're going to do it right now, you still have to make a decision that life is on your side. You have to make a decision that it's going to turn out all right. You have to make a decision that I'm going to receive all the joy and happiness and abundance that I deserve as a child of God. Because when I'm certain of the outcome, I can afford to wait. And I always have patience about what I have an abundant willingness to have or to learn. So if you're impatient, then it just means that you don't have a lot of willingness. And if you're patient, you're willing. And if you're patient, you're certain of the outcome. Be impatient about meeting your happiness. Be impatient about meeting the truth. Be impatient about meeting your peace. Don't be patient about your misery. Don't be patient about your anger. Be impatient about your anger. I'm impatient with this life that's not bringing me peace. I'm impatient with this relationship that I constantly have problems with. I'm impatient with doing the job every day that I don't like. I'm impatient with my joy. I'm impatient with my freedom. I'm impatient with my abundance. I'm impatient with my incredible life. That's what I'm impatient about.
Thank you very much for listening to this much from the course. If you do not of yourself, if you do not of yourself, not for me, it's for you. I need do nothing. I need do nothing. I'm find a place within me where the activities of the body cease to demand attention. Yeah. I'm going to make a place within me where the activities of my body cease to demand my attention. I'm going to make a place inside of me where the activities of my body cease to demand my attention. I'm going to make a place inside of me where the activities of the world cease to demand my attention. I'm going to make a little place within me where the activities of the world cease to demand my attention. And I'm going to save myself 100 years of time. Thank you, Sherry.
Thank you.
Take a breath. All the classes that I do are available online on my website, earlpurdy.com. I got some sheets out there with that information on it. You can download them and you can listen. My God, I'm upset about something else. Okay. And then when you do that, first try to remember, first of all, to go, I need do nothing. Why? Because you're trying to create just an instant where there's the space within you to be focused on God and the truth so that you can let it in. Then after you do that and you go back into your body's activities, you'd be much more likely to handle that situation coming from a place of wisdom and spirit and truth. So I need do nothing just means for a second I'm going to find a place inside of me where the activities of this insane situation or person is not demanding my attention. And so for me to concentrate on doing this is an instant where it's not demanding my attention, because it takes a certain amount of concentration just to stop and say that in my mind when I think I'm getting upset. And so and the Course says, if you can pull that off, bam, you're going to have a miracle. You're going to have a miracle. So I need do nothing is our theme. So I'm going to take a couple of minutes to focus on the idea I need do nothing. So you can listen to it or you can join in, but I always like to do something that involves the body so that we can remember we need do nothing. So if there's a situation in your life that's concerning you right now, do you have some concern about it? It was on your mind before you came in here. You want to I need do nothing it. All right, you ready? I need do nothing it? Okay.
Okay.
that you're about to get outside and let some good stuff happen.
Say what?
Yeah, the goal of truth requires faith.
No, the goal of truth requires faith. So you're getting ready to go out in the lab, and you may find yourself often today in the middle of something going, I need to do nothing. If you do that, that's all the instant that it takes to allow the truth to come in. It just takes an instant. So is that hard? Now remember, you don't have to believe it. So don't let the fact that you don't believe it works, if you feel that way, stop you from using it. Use it even if you don't believe it. Got it? This truth does not require your belief. Can't get much easier than that. You know, so I'll see you next time. I appreciate you so much. You're awesome beings. Yeah.